Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. U.S. Senate Intelligence Committee says former FBI Director James Comey has agreed to testify publicly about Russian interference in the 2016 U.S. presidential elections. The New York Times reporting that President Trump told Russian officials earlier this month that he had fired Comey, calling him a nut job. The Times reported Mr. Trump went on to say Comey's firing had eased pressure regarding the Russia investigation. White House spokesman Sean Spicer said there was never any attempt to interfere in the investigation. Saudi Arabia is President Trump's first stop on his initial presidential foreign trip. He will be abroad for 9 days. Heather Corley is with the Center for Strategic and International Studies.
It's certainly an incredibly ambitious trip. Usually, presidents wait a little bit until they wade deeply into the Middle East because it's so challenging.
Some observers find Mr. Trump's visit to the Middle East surprising in the wake of his America First rhetoric and campaign statements calling for a Muslim ban backed by a subsequent order attempting to limit travel from 6 Muslim-majority countries. Saudi Arabia was not named in the travel bans. President Trump has ordered an accelerated operation against the Islamic State in Syria. Defense Chief Jim Mattis called it a tactical shift.
We are leading a comprehensive international campaign to crush ISIS' claim of invincibility, to deny ISIS a geographic haven from which to hatch murder.
As the IS fighters continue to lose ground, they've started using civilians as human shields. This is VOA News. Philippine leader Rodrigo Duterte says Chinese President Xi Jinping threatened him with war if the Philippines begins drilling for oil in a disputed part of the South China Sea. Mr. Duterte spoke with reporters.
This is ours, and we intend to drill oil there. Mula nang palaboy-laboy. If it's yours, well, that is your view, but my view is that I can drill the oil if there is some inside the bowels of the earth, because it is ours.
President Duterte said Xi gave him a firm but friendly warning when they met in Beijing 5 days ago. Political observers say Duterte's frank account of the conversation in the Chinese capital would infuriate China. Polling for Iran's presidential elections ended, and results are expected later today. According to Iranian Vice President Masumi Ektekar, the result of the election is also likely to affect Iran's nuclear deal. She said she thinks the deal will be implemented no matter who wins the election, since it is a national-level decision made under the supervision of the nation's top leader. Some 56 million Iranians were eligible to vote, and over 60,000 ballot boxes have been prepared nationwide to receive their votes. Incumbent President Hassan Rouhani and conservative Ibrahim Raisi, the main rivals in the race and both the confidants of the Islamic establishment, represented different schools of political thoughts. The centrists, led by Rouhani, are hoping not to lose their current sovereignty over the conservatives. If no candidate garners more than 50% of the votes, a runoff will be held May 26th between the two with the most votes. Top Venezuelan opposition leader was prevented from leaving the country for a meeting in New York with the UN Human Rights Chief, Enrique Capriles, who challenged President Nicolas Maduro for the presidency in 2013, had his passport canceled at the airport as he tried to leave the country. UN said the Human Rights Chief would meet instead with a lawyer for Capriles, who will present to the High Commissioner a report about allegations of excessive use of force by Venezuelan security forces against the anti-Maduro government protesters. Harvard senior Obasi Shaw submitted the school's first-ever rap album as his senior thesis for his English honors degree. Album features 10 songs that touch on a variety of topics, including slavery, segregation, police brutality, and mass incarceration.
That's the latest world news from VOA.